Start Judah the Torah way in Northwest London, Tuesday, 5th September, 29th Tishri. Rabbi Matisyahu Lawrence. Is Shemini Atzeres part of Sukkos? This week's Shirim have been sponsored Lil Nishmas, Moras Chaya Rezul Bas Rav Michal Ole HaSholom, Lil Nishmas Rav Leza Ben Rav Chaim Yisroel Zichron Lebrocha, and Lil Nishmas Rav Chaim Yisroel Ben Rav Yaakov Zichron Lebrocha.
Good morning. So the title of the shiur is Shemini Atzeres part of Sukkos? So you may be thinking to yourself, well, we already had Shemini Atzeres already, so this is not really a topical shiur, and it was advertised on Torah Way that it's a topical shiur. But in our davening, and in many sforim refer to this idea that when we have any Yom Tov, that it's very important that we carry over from the Yom Tov into the period of time after that Yom Tov, into the rest of the year. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the davening, V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu es birkas miyodecho. We try to take out from every Yom Tov, a bracha from every Yom Tov, and carry that over, at least until perhaps the next Yom Tov. So I felt that it's, even though we're already past Shemini Atzeres now, it's still shayach to talk about this topic. And the shayla arose, somebody asked on Shemini Atzeres itself, that they were davening, I think it was Shachris, and suddenly after Shachris they realized that during the Shemini Atzeres, during Amida, they had said Esyoim Chakasukois Hazeh, instead of saying Esyoim Shemini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, or Shemini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, whichever Nusach you follow. And the question is, are they Yoytza the Tefillah? Are they Yoytza the Tefillah? So essentially, it would seem to be, the question is that is Shemini Atzeres really part of Sukkos? And although, obviously, we're meant to say Lechat Chila, and specifically mention Shemini Atzeres, as opposed to Sukkos, but it could be that it is a Chelek of Sukkos, or it's tagged on to the end of Sukkos, in which case, at least B'di'eved, if a person said, Esyoim Chak HaSukkah Yisazeh, in the davening on Shemini Atzeres, it would actually be Yoytza. Because if indeed it is part of Sukkos, so then you've said something which is okay. That would appear to be the shayla. But as we'll see, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And we'll see what the Psak Halacha is. Lemaisa. And in fact, there are different Piskei Halacha. Different Poskim Paskin differently. It seems to me that the consensus or the majority of Poskim hold that the person is Yoytza and should not repeat the Amida. That's the bottom line of it. But rather than just seeing the bottom line of it, it's interesting to look into the background behind this shayla to see what this is really all about. So Shemini Atzeres is mentioned twice in the Torah explicitly, once in Parshas Emor, and once in Parshas Pinchas. And in Parshas Emor, the pasuk says, "Dabel b'nei Yisrael emor, b'chamishasar yoyim lachodesh hashvi, on the 15th day of the 7th month, hazeh, chag hasukos shivas yomim lashem." So it says that chag hasukos is 7 days. "B'yoyim arishra mikra kodesh, kol melechas avodah lo yisasu. Shivas yomim takruvi ishe lashem. B'yoyim hashmini mikra kodesh yelochem, v'kravtem mincho v'kravtem ishe lashem, atzeres hi kol melechas avodah lo yisasu." So the pasuk clearly defines Sukkos as being 7 days. Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim Lashem. And then it says in the next pasuk that on the 8th day, that is called an Atzeres, which can be translated in many different ways, and you have a Yom Tov on that day as well. That's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. And the famous Rashi there, which everybody quotes when it comes to Shemini Atzeres, what does this word Atzeres mean? So Rashi says, "Otzati eschem etzli." Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I have kept you behind with me." K'melech shezimein esbon of the suuda, just like a king who invited his sons to a meal, lekach v'kach yomim, for a number of days. Kaven shiagias manam lipote, and when it came for the time to everyone to go home, Omar, he said, "Bonai, my children, v'bakoshem mikem, I make a big request of you. Haku imi oid yom echod." Kosher olai pridaschem. Famous medrash that Chazal say, and Rashi brings. Hashem, so to speak, says, "It's very difficult for me. that you're going to be departing. You've been here for 7 days and celebrating the Yom Tov of Chag HaSukkos, and now you're going to go home, and it's going to be a long time till Pesach, to the next Yom Tov. Kosher alai peridaschem, and I want you to stay an extra day. And we know many Svarim talk about, doesn't that make it even harder? If you add an extra day, it makes it even harder. So we're not going to go into that at this point. So according to Rashi, the word atzeres, the Rashi is pshutei shel mikro, so Rashi is translating the word atzeres as stay behind. Atzeres from the word in Lashon HaKodesh, la'atzor, to stop or to keep behind. Says Rashi, keeping behind, staying behind in Yerushalayim one extra day. But that doesn't really help us in terms of defining, is it part of Sukkos or is it not? Is it tagged on? Is it an extension? Exactly what it doesn't really help us in defining that. Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Bayom Hashmini, Atzeres Tiyelochem, Kol Meleches Avodah Loisasu. On the eighth day from the beginning of Sukkos, again, it should be an Atzeres. Again, from the Pasuk itself, it's not so helpful in terms of understanding what exactly is Shmini Atzeres. Is it part of, or is it not part of, Sukkos?
Torah mentioned separately.
Yeah. Correct. Torah is mentioning separately, but on the other hand, it's calling it the eighth day. The eighth day of what? The eighth day of Sukkos. So it's a little bit contradictory, even within the Pesukim. There's different mashmos coming out from the Pesukim themselves. Now, so we're going to get to that point. The Gemara tells us that we do make Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres, which we don't do on the last day of Pesach. And we're going to get to that Gemara. And we're going to see whether that itself is helpful in terms of being able to paskin this Shaila. Now, there is another Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. And there, again, it talks about Sukkos, V'somacht b'chagecho, Atol bincho bitecho, etc. Shivas yomim tochoi g'lashem elikecho, b'mokoi ma'sheivcha Hashem, ki yivarechocha Hashem elikecho, b'chol tivoscho, b'chol ma'asi yodecho, v'hoyiso ach someach. So that Pasuk is not talking explicitly about Shmini Atzeres. It's talking about Sukkos, and it's informing us of the mitzvah of the Somachta b'chagecho. There's a mitzvah of Simcha on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. However, the Mishnah in Sukkah, Daf Memches, says the following: Hahalel v'hasimcha shmoina. That when it comes to the time of year of Sukkos, there's a din halel and there's a din simcha for 8 days. That's what the Mishnah says. Ketzad. Melamed shechayev odom b'halel b'simcha b'chvoid yom tov. This teaches us that a person is chayev in halel, to say halel, b'simcha, b'chvoid yom tov, showing kavod to yom tov, ha'achroin, shel chag, showing kavod to the yom tov, the last day of the chag, which is Shmini Atzeres, k'sha'ar yomois ha'chag, just like the rest of the days. So the din of Halal and Simcha, Kovod Yom Tov, applies to the last day as much as it does to the other days. Says the Gemara, where do we know this from? The Tanu Rabbanon, V'hoyisa Ach Someach. The Pasuk says, V'hoyisa Ach Someach. The Rabbis, Leile Yom Tov Ha'achrim. And that comes to include the last night, probably the last day as well, of the Yom Tov, which means Shmini Atzeres. From the Pasuk, or the phrase, V'hoyisa Ach Someach, that is included Shmini Atzeres into the dinim of Halal and Simcha of Sukkos. Then the Gemara says, "Oy einoy el yom tov rishon." Maybe it's referring to the first day. Kishu oy me'ach cholak chilek. So we're not going to go into that point. But the main point is that there is a reference over here to Shmini Atzeres, and the dinim of Simcha and Halal on Kavod Yom Tov have been extended from Sukkos, and they now apply to Shmini Atzeres as well. So that's another reference to Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara, round about there, says, Tanya kivasei de Rav Nachman. We've learned like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a point before. The Gemara says we have a brisa following Rav Nachman, which goes like the shittu of Rav Nachman. Shmini regel bifnei atzmoy. This is the Gemara you're referring to before. Shmini regel bifnei atzmoy. The Shmini is referred to as a regel. Interesting word, regel. Bifnei Atzmoy. So we know about Sholosh Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, the Sukkos. But Shmini Atzeres is a regel Bifnei Atzmoy. Le'inyan, with regard to what? Pizar Keshav, whatever you want to pronounce it. It's a Rosh Tevis of Pei Zayin Reish, Kuf Shin Beis. And each one of those refers to a different thing. Again, because of the shortness of time, we're not going to go through each one. But the last one of those six, the base, says Brocha Bifnei Atzmai. The base stands for Brocha Bifnei Atzmai. Says Rashi, what does Brocha Bifnei Atzmai mean? Es Yoim Hashmini. That we say Yoim Hashmini. In the various brochas of the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's Davening, we say it's Yoim Hashmini. So we refer to it in a separate way to the rest of Sukkos. So that would seem to be the makor why in our Davening we change from the rest of Sukkos. We don't say it's Yoim Chag HaSukkos HaZeh, we say it's Yoim Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh or Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh. And that's also part of the question as well. What is the correct nusach over there? Okay. Fine. So that's the Gemara. Let's look at what the Beis Yosef says. Orachaim Siman Tov Reish Samach Ches at the beginning. Beis Yosef, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, writes, Leil Shmini, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, Mispalalim Gimel Rishoynos, we daven the Amida. The first brachas, the first three brachas are the same as any other Amida, always the same. For Oimeh, and then we say in the middle bracha, we say, Yoim Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That's what we say. And he brings the Makoy from that Gemara we mentioned just now. And he quotes Rashi and Tosfos that when it says, Shmini Atzeres is a regel bifnei atzmoi, le'inyan, six things. The last one on the list is Beis Brocha. That means that in our Tefillah, we specifically refer to Shmini Atzeres as Shmini Atzeres and not as Sukkos. And that's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in the same simon, Tofresh Samaches, Leil Shmini Oime Betfila, Vatitin Lanu Esyoim Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Now, interestingly, the Ramah comments on that. The Machabah says that the correct Nusach is Esyoim Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, which would translate as the eighth day, Yoim Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. This festival of closing or festival of stopping, staying behind. That's what it means. That's what you say according to the Machaber. The Ramah says, "Va'anu noyagim she'ein oimrim chag b'shmini." We don't mention the word chag, says the Ramah. The Ramah says, we do not say the word chag. Why? D'loy matzinu b'shum makoyim she'nikra chag. We don't find anywhere, says the Ramah, that Shmini Atzeres is referred to as a chag. All the other Yomim Tovim are referred to as a chag. Shmini Atzeres is not referred to as a chag. Ella, so what do? Says the Ramah. Oimrim Yoim Shmini Atzeres. That's what they say. Now I looked around the various different Sidurim and Machzorim, and that doesn't seem to be the minig anywhere, as far as I can see, to miss out the word chag. Every Siddur and Machzor that I saw mentions the word chag. The only question is at what point? Is it Shmini Atzeres HaChag HaZeh? Or Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, but we don't seem to follow this Ramah, and the Mishneh Berurah there brings, the post can bring. Chag Ha'atzeres, yeah, there's different versions of it, but everyone mentions at some point in the phrase the word Chag.
Did we bring a Korban Chag on Shmini Atzeres? Because that's usually what Chag is related to.
Oh, okay, very good point. So that will come into it. Good point. So, the Ramah says we don't mention the word chag, but as far as I can see, and the Mishneh Berurah brings it, all the places can bring, that we don't follow that psak of the Ramah, and we do mention chag somewhere. And I'll read you the words of the Mishneh Berurah there, who says, Kama achroinim hisigu azeh, many achroinim argue on the Ramah, vehirbu barayos de shmini atzeres mikri chag. They bring many rayos that shmini atzeres is called a chag. Alkein, therefore, Ein lintois mimash kosav ha-machabah. One shouldn't go away from what the Machaber says over here, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you do say chag, and that's what we do. So even though normally Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, on this point we don't follow the Ramah over here, many times that happens, and we follow what the Machaber says, and we do mention the word chag when we mention Shmini Atzeres. Okay, and as I mentioned before, various different variations, the Gaon says, in Ma'aser Rav, the Gaon says, "B'shmini Atzeres hanusach betfila v'kiddush yoim shmini chag Atzeres hazeh yoim shmini chag Atzeres hazeh," which is like the Machaber. So the Gaon takes on clearly like the Machaber. The Mishneh Berurah also brings another version: "Shmini Atzeres chag hazeh." And the Nusa Svad Machzorim seem to bring either that or Shmini Atzeres Hachag Hazeh. So a variation on that. So there's different versions, but basically everybody takes on, it seems, besides the Ramah, that we do mention Chag. So at very least, Shmini Atzeres is called a Chag. Is it Chag HaSukkos? That still remains to be found out. Now, the Taz, in two places, both in Shulchan Aruch, where we're discussing just now, Tof Vesh Samad Ches, Ba'arichus, and also in Yoredeya, shorter fashion, discusses this point as well. We'll start with the point in Yoredeya. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya, in Hilchus Nedorim, Simon Reish Chof, Seif Chof. It's going through all the different lashonos, different expressions the person may say if they are making a neder, if they're making a vow. And if you say this, what does it include? What doesn't include? What's included? What's excluded? And one of the examples that's brought there is koinam yayin she'eni toyim b'chag. If a person says, I'm making a koinam is a vow, a neder, she'eni toyim b'chag, that I won't eat on chag, yeah, in quotes, chag, also beyond to fa'achrin. He is forbidden to eat even on Yom Tov Ha'achrin, which refers to Shmini Atzeres. So he used the expression Chag, and normally Chag refers to Sukkos, but, says the Halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, he is forbidden to eat even on Yom Tov Ha'achrin. Now that would seem to imply that Chag, which is generally a reference to Sukkos, would include Shmini Atzeres, and therefore Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkos. Says the Taz, Matzasi Kosov B'Shem Marenu Rav Leib Mi Prag, who's that? The Maral. He saw written in the name of the Maral, Mikan Raya Loima Bishmini Atzeres Es Yoim Chag Shmini Atzeres Hazeh Dohom Mikri Chag. You see from this halacha in the Dorim that Shmini Atzeres is referred to as a Chag, because if you make a neder preventing yourself from eating on Chag, it would include Shmini Atzeres. So that seems to say that Shmini Atzeres is a Chag. And therefore, in the Nusach HaTfilah, benching, Kiddush, you should always mention the word Chag, not like the Ramah. The Ramah says it's not called a Chag. This is a Raya, says the Maral, quoted by the Taz, that Shmini Atzeres is called Chag. Therefore, we should mention Chag in the davening and all the other places. What's the obvious way of rejecting that proof, that raya, is a klal that we have in Hilchus Nedorim. What is the klal in Hilchus Nedorim? Halchin acha loshoin b'nei Adam. So when it comes to Nedorim, you can't always bring a proof that because a person said a neder, and that includes something, this or that, therefore that's the real definition of that word. Because in Nedorim, halchin acha loshoin b'nei Adam, it's based on a posuk, and therefore, we always follow colloquial expressions when it comes to Nedorim, not necessarily accurate halachic definitions. And therefore, says the Taz, that's not such a good raya. But I've got a better raya, says the Taz. I've got a better raya that Shmini Atzeres is referred to as Chag. He quotes the Gemara in Soita. Gemara in Soita. And it's going there on the Mishnah, which is talking about Hakel. We know that in the year after Shemitah, so there's a mitzvah of Hakel, the beginning of the next year, beginning of the eighth year. And the Gemara there discusses why the posuk that tells us about the mitzvah of Hakel is so detailed. It says there, Miketz, Sheva, Shonim, B'moyed, Shnas, HaShemitah, B'chag, HaSukkos, at the end of 7 years, B'moyed Shmas Shnas HaShemitah, around about the time of the Shnas HaShemitah, which Chazal tell us means after the Shnas HaShemitah. B'chag HaSukkos, Om Sukkos, B'voy Kol Yisrael Erois Es Pnei Hashem Nekech, when all of Klal Yisrael comes to present itself in front of Hashem. B'amokim Asher Yivcha, all these details over here seems to be a little bit of an arichus. It could have been written in a much simpler and more concise way. So the Gemara goes through each one of those phrases there, Miketz Sheva Shonim, B'moyed Shnas HaShemitah, and explains what each one of those phrases is necessary for. And again, we're not going to go through each one because of the time. But in the last line of the Gemara there, in that bit of the Gemara says, If the Torah would have written Chag HaSukkos, Hava Amina Afidu Yom Tov Achron, I would have thought that you can do Hakel, do the whole Hakel ceremony, or whatever you want to call it, on Afidu Yom Tov Achron. Kosav Rachmono Baboy Kol Yisrael, and therefore the Torah had to write, in addition, Baboy Kol Yisrael, Me'aschalta Demoyed, to teach you that the din of Hakel is Bevoi Kol Yisrael, when all Kol Yisrael comes. When do they come? Do they come at the end of the Moed or the beginning? They come at the beginning of the Moed. And therefore, says the Gemara, that the expression Chag HaSukkos is specifically, if it's written there, that would indicate perhaps even Yom Tov Achron, that you can do the process of Hakel even on Yom Tov Achron, even on Shmini Atzeres. Therefore the Torah said, Bevoi Kol Yisrael, not, it shouldn't be Shmini Atzeres, it should be the first day. But what do you see from there? Had the Torah not written Bevoi Kol Yisrael, then you could have done Hakel on the last day, Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So what's the Gemara referring, describing Shmini Atzeres as? Yeah, the end of the Chag. It's the Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. So says the Taz, he quotes that Gemara, and he says, you see from here that it's called the Chag. It needed to come along and say that an extra pasuk, an extra phrase to tell you that Hakel shouldn't be done on the last day of Yom Tov, even though you would have thought that you can. Had the Torah not written that, then you would have seen very clearly that the last day of Sukkot which is Shmini Atzeres, is all part of Sukkot itself. And that's the short taz, the one in Yeridea. But there's a much longer taz there in Or HaChaim, where he discusses all of that, and then he actually expands on the point, and he says it much more barichus. And he says, "V'apid dvarim ha'ele, sheshmini atzeres nichlal besoy chachag v'nigra achreal." According to what I've said, the shmini atzeres is part of the chag, and it's nigra achreach, literally schlepped after, it's tagged on, as we would say, tagged on to Sukkos. Yesh lanu loymes yom shmini atzeres chag hazeh. That's why he proves that you should mention the word chag when you daven kiddush. Vadai, because for certain he says the chag refers to Shmini Atzeres.
His own language is contradictory. He says it's besoy chachag, and then he says nigra achareho.
He said no. Shmini Atzeres nichlal besoy chachag. It's included in part of the chag.
Then what does
he say? The nigra achareho, that means, as we would say,
it goes with it.
It's tagged on and it becomes part of it. That's what he's trying to say. Tagged on.
Besoy chachag, or it's tagged on. I'm just asking.
No, Achareo, I think yeah.
Sounds like it's tagged on the end, and
but then it becomes. It is. That's true. It is both. It becomes part of it. It's an addition. It clearly is an addition because the Torah refers to it as an addition. However, it then becomes absorbed as part of the Chag itself, and he even uses the lashon afterwards. It's keilu oimer tofel lachag, but it is part of it. It becomes absorbed within the Chag itself. Okay. So that's a taz, and that taz is quoted by various poskim, Aruch HaShulchan, and others. Now, there are different ways of dealing with the shayla from a practical perspective. An early tshuva that deals with this is from Rabbi Huda Ayash. He was a posik in Algeria, not so well known, but he has a sefer called Tshuvas Beis Yehuda. He lived in Algeria in the 1600s, and he deals in a different way, based on a different halacha, so it's not really helpful for our discussion over here. The Birka Yosef, the Chidah, says, he quotes that raya that the Taz brought, and he says that's a very good raya, that Shmini Atzeres is part of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. But he says there's a problem over here, because when the person was davening, and this person who slipped up, we're going back to our original shayla, and on Shmini Atzeres, instead of saying Shmini Atzeres, they said Sukkos. What was going through their mind? What was in that person's mind? Were they thinking about the fact that today is Shmini Atzeres? Or were they thinking about the fact that it's Sukkos? They're thinking in their mind that it's Sukkos. What would we say?
Nothing.
Oh, hopefully something. Hopefully when they're done, something's going through their heads, right? But what are the fact that they tripped up and said
He thought it was still Sukkot.
Yeah, he is not so conscious of the fact that it's Shmini Atzeres. If he was really conscious of the fact that it's Shmini Atzeres, he would have said Shmini Atzeres. He's just in the Sukkot mode, because for the last 7 days, it's been Sukkot. And it's his herigel that he's saying Sukkot, but he still kind of thinks it's Sukkot. You could argue on that, but the Chidar takes this position that for sure, the person who didn't say Shmini Atzeres wasn't really aware that it was Shmini Atzeres. In his mind, he's really thinking it's Sukkot. And therefore, he says that even though he agrees in principle to the idea that the words that Sukkot includes Shmini Atzeres, he agrees in principle, but this person is thinking in his mind that it's not Shmini Atzeres. He's thinking in his mind that it's really Sukkot proper. Sukkot proper, let's call it like that. Therefore, he says that the person would not be Yoitzer. Person wouldn't be Yotzer. So, the question is, Halach L'maisa, what do we do? So, it's interesting that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chayodom both paskin that the person is Yotzer. The Chayodom doesn't bring a source or raya. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that taz, and he says that you're Yotzer, based on that Gemara and Soita, that Shmini Atzeres is really part of Chag HaSukkos. So, even though L'chad Chila, in davening, we mention Shmini Atzeres, but at least b'diyeved, Shmini Atzeres is part of Sukkos, and therefore you would actually be Yotzer. The Kaf HaChaim says an interesting thing. He says that it perhaps would depend on where you are. Are you in Eretz Yisrael, or are you in Chutz Laaretz? Because in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres, as we know, is observed as a completely separate Yom Tov, so to speak. It doesn't have mitzvah Sukkot at all, there's no Arba Minim at all. Like the Torah says, that's how we keep it in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz, we still sit in the sukkah, for those who sit in the sukkah, and that's a whole different discussion. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Gemara, we do sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Why? Not because there's a mitzvah of sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, because there's Sveika D'Yoyma. We have a sofik, which existed in times gone by, as to when Yom Tov actually is. And because of the Sveika D'Yoyma, we keep 2 days Yom Tov, in every Yom Tov. And therefore, when we're up to Shmini Atzeres, it's still Sofik Sukkos. Now, even though that Sofik is not really a Sofik nowadays, says the Gemara in a few places, Minig Avoseinu B'Yodeinu. We keep the Minig of second day Yom Tov. So when we're up to Shmini Atzeres, it's still Sofik Sukkos. And that's why we sit in the Sukkah. We don't take Arba Minim. That's an interesting question. Why Arba Minim we don't do, but Sukkah we do? Different question. But says the Kaf HaChaim, in Chutz Laaretz, there still is a taste of Sukkos going on Shmini Atzeres itself. Because we're keeping some of the halachas of Sukkos. So he says, for certain in Chutz Laaretz, if on Shmini Atzeres you said, Esyoim Chag HaSukkos, you would be Yotzer. Perhaps in Eretz Yisrael would be different, because there it's already like a separate Yom Tov. So he's going with the idea that Shmini Atzeres is not included in Sukkos, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael you wouldn't be Yotzer. But in Chutz Laaretz, where it may well be that Shmini Atzeres is not part of Sukkos, but on Shmini Atzeres we're still keeping Sukkos, so to speak, therefore you would be Yotzer. There is a tshuva from Igus Moshe, from Moshe Feinstein, about this, and he paskins like the Taz, that you are Yotzer with on Shmini Atzeres if you said Yom Chag HaSukkos. He doesn't distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. He says that you would actually be Yotzer. He questions it, because L'chora, there's a rule that one is not allowed to be Meshane Mimatbeya Shetovu Chachomim. When Chachomim gave us a nusach, what to say in davening or brachas, you can't make up your own brachas. If I want to eat an apple, and instead of saying Boirei Priyo 8, I want to say Boirei Hatapuach, I can't say that. I can't change the nusach of brachas. So if you come along, and the nusach of Shmini Atzeres is Shmini Atzeres HaChagazeh, or Shmini Chag Atzeres HaZeh, and you come along and say Sukkos, says Rav Moshe, surely you've been Meshane Mimatbeah Shetovu Chachomim. You've gone away from the Nusach that Chazal fixed. But he leaves as a Tzorich Iyun. His question is a Tzorich, and he's not sure. But in Halacha, he paskins. He says, V'chein Tzorich Lehoiroiz. This is how we paskin. Shevetah V'oma Asyun Chag HaSukkos HaZeh V'goma HaBrocha Sheloi Lachzor. He finished the bracha, then paskin the psak is Sheloi Lachzor. Don't go back. Whether he knows it was Shmini Atzeres, or whether he thought it was Sukkos, he takes care of all these points that the other poskim mentioned. But Moshe holds that the person doesn't go back. You take on board, basically, that it is part of Sukkos.
Musaf as well.
Oh, so there's a question in the Musaf. We're a bit over time now, so we'll have to leave that maybe for another time. There's a very interesting approach in the Sefer Harirei Kedem from Rav Soloveitchik about this, where he makes a very interesting chiluk, but we'll leave that perhaps for another time, to try and explain that it may depend on whether it's in davening or whether it's in kiddush. And he makes a brisket tzvei dinim, and it depends on perhaps on that, but perhaps we'll leave that for another time.
I'm going to go to the